Welcome back to the Food Fellas podcast. I'm Dub. I got Nick.
Yo.
Ange.
Hey.
And Nectro.
Hello.
I was waiting for Mahaba. No.
Every time. We're just like, yo. He's like, hey, Nectro, hello. Anyways.
Every time. Anyway, you know what time of the week it is. We need to figure out what our best and worst or worst foods were that we ate this week. Who's going to kick it off?
I reckon you, Nick, start from there because I can't even think.
Me, I feel like you started, I'm going to say what you kicked off on the weekend, the Scotch egg. Scotch egg for me from Cookie Culture was a big, big tick for me. The Biscoff crumbing and the amount of Biscoff, I'm looking at you, was good. And I'm a sucker for a cream egg. Put a cream egg in the middle, I'm sold. And also the tres leches, before anyone chomps down my throat.
All week we've been
tres leches donut. We tried it last week, but I had it again. The caramel, the moisture of the cake, everything was perfect for me.
The cake's amazing.
Speaking of, how did you find the Miguel one from Woolies? Because you reviewed that too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Which cake was better, Amar's or Miguel's?
Here we go.
See, I feel like Amar's had that wet, like, proper texture of a tres leches cake. It had that wet moisture, right, which is a big part of it. Woolies, I can understand. You're not going to get – it's very hard to stock a product that's
– going to stay wet.
Wet. Before anyone says to me, oh, he's got his products in Woolies. He's sticking up for Woolies. Shut up. Be real, right? How are they going to keep a wet product on the shelf?
But mass produced as well, too. These guys are making these things in the thousands as well.
Absolutely.
And it's in plastic, too, right? So you're going to lose. Yeah, you're going
to
lose.
People need to understand, and I think you touched on this a little bit. When I review a fast food place, it's a fast food scale. Yeah, when I review up mum and dad, pop and
it's a different
shop,
scale.
It's a whole different scale.
People don't understand that there's they always say you gave Macca's a 9. Like a 9 is different. It's for fast food. It's not I'm not saying a 9 cheeseburger is the same cheeseburger at College Dropout or wherever. Correct. It's not the same, bro. It's different.
Correct. So for a very mass produced specialty cake, it was good.
What did you have?
I was at Meatstock in Bendigo, actually.
This guy gallivants.
I swear, I haven't been home. Anyone. Since the start of Feb, I've been home like 1 or 2 weekends. It's just been chaotic. But that's anyway, so Meatstock was really good. I had this amazing brisket from Brisket and Brawn. I think they're from either New South Wales or Queensland, one of the two. That brisket was, it was insane, man. Like, not overly salty, you know, just flavorsome, man, and really juicy. It was real good.
Nice.
What about you, Ange?
I don't know. You had it today, so I'm interested to hear your opinion on it. But the KFC brought back the roller.
The roller,
I think it was from
They think they're slick,
99
man.
Or 2000. It was the 2000s.
2000. A few people messaged me saying it's not the same, but I feel like it's very similar.
I think the one that they had originally was just the bacon, the barbecue sauce, and the popcorn chicken.
Cheese though. I'm sure it had cheese.
As well. Yeah, and there was a nacho version as well too.
The nacho cheese one was also sick.
Which they don't have, but this one's on the secret menu now. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Like I could have had a little bit more popcorn chicken in it, I think.
I think it's tried already.
Yeah, I haven't put it up on TikTok yet, but I had it the other day.
I feel like it's lacking a bit of popcorn. Put some extra popcorn there.
I'm still trying to decide whether it's something I want to actually upload, but we'll see. It was okay.
I posted it and the bacon looked too raw for my liking.
KFC, I find, is a bit hit and miss with bacon.
Their bacon's usually really good or really not good.
Still tastes good when it's raw, but it's not the same texture.
I mean, it's cured meat, so it's safe to eat. But
That was probably one of the most interesting things I had this week. It was good to have that nostalgic feel that
it's
back.
They used to do so much with popcorn chicken.
They did.
They used to have like a quesadilla almost.
Like folded over.
Melted,
Even the toasted twisters as well. They were good.
We could probably shelve that and do a whole episode on KFC.
Nectro?
Nothing really.
Tickled
my fancy like that.
What about the snag dog?
Talk to us about the snag dog.
That was probably the most fun thing that I tried this week.
He was in a mood. He's in a mood this week.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
He's in a mood.
So snag the sausage dog.
Yeah.
$29 at Coles for a log.
How big is it?
apparently it's 10 servings. I would say it's 5.
Yeah. But you didn't chop it up. You said the whole thing, didn't you?
I just took a little bit of a bite. The cake itself was a bit dry. And the sauce was nice. It's all about the concept.
Okay, so if I'm a parent and I've got a kid's party and I'm paying $29, is the novelty and the price and the texture taste there, God, no. Or would you go somewhere else?
If you own a sausage dog, then maybe.
Well, how big is it, like size-wise?
How big is it?
Where am I going to these days? $29 for a cake. That's it's
that's
not,
a lot.
You can't compare it. Like,
how much are the mud cakes these days? Like a chocolate mud cake.
$10. Like, nah, the Miguel one. How much did you pay for Miguel?
$23.
So I'd rather pay $23 for that Miguel than $29 for the dog.
Yeah, this is more of a. So a lot of people from the UK, because I've posted it, loved. Well, didn't they either loved it or not? But it was giving them nostalgic feels of Colin the Caterpillar in the UK, hence why a lot of people liked it.
What is that? Was that a chocolate? Or?
Colin the Caterpillar has been around for years.
Similar to the dog.
And sells heaps every week. So they're saying it's a rip-off of the Colin. Well, and the cake is made in the UK.
Oh, there you go.
The actual snag one. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Same thing. So I'm guessing it's probably from the same people that make Colin the Caterpillar.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't have anything that was that good this week.
Sad. We were really
I had
good
a
nectar.
Chicken rice cake that actually tasted good.
That's the diet. That's the diet.
Jeez, must be in the pits of hell. This
yeah. No wonder he's in a bad mood.
He's on a diet.
That I really like him is because you know the noodles.
Yeah.
Did you ever Imagine used to noodles. Eat them raw?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you put the flavoring on top.
So it tastes like that.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
That's when you know you're in deep in a deficit.
Yeah.
That's when you know the deficit is hitting.
nothing that special. Nah. It's been no special releases this week. So
well, it's kind of been a slow week in new food releases. This last week was big.
Well, we had our guest Amar last week, Cookie Culture. Really good episode if you haven't checked it out yet. We've got a lot of catching up to do. We've got a lot of news we missed out on last week. So McDonald's dropped their chicken McMuffin.
Chicken and for breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast range. Andrew obviously said you've had it before in Singapore. We've all had it.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Did you try it?
Nah. Oh. Heavy stuff in the morning.
I don't think it was
it's
that heavy.
Until midday though.
I don't think it was that heavy.
But if I'm eating a breakfast menu, I'm going to eat it at breakfast. Let's say for argument's sake, I'm going to eat it at breakfast. A heavy meal, it just starts my day off the wrong foot. I'm heavy, I'm bloated, I'm tired. Nah.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I personally don't even have breakfast every day. But obviously I try.
I'm the same.
And I shouldn't be saying that. Yeah. But have your breakfast, guys. But for me, a coffee's all I need.
When you're reviewing stuff, I feel like you got to have that fasting period. Although you can't eat 24/7.
I didn't eat all day today until I just ate with you guys half an hour ago and absolutely smashed it. And like, if I know I'm going to have a big meal, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if I don't eat before gym, like my gym performance.
And you
straight, gym in the morning though, don't
yeah,
you?
In the morning, Powerade with a shake and an oat bar and then breakfast after, or else I'm feeling like.
What's your breakfast after?
Usually it's been like porridge, oats, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, there's new porridge out there, teeny
tiny teddies. Yeah.
Is it?
They're honey flavored with little tiny teddies in there.
Do you reckon actually good though?
If you base it on what the cereal tastes like, then probably not.
I look forward to seeing a review. You doing a review on it. Now, going back to this chicken for breakfast, actually, like I had it previously in Singapore and it was on par, the same. Like it was pretty much, I think you said it was the chicken from the McChicken.
Yeah.
Is it similar, the same size?
It's basically a chicken and cheese
in
a
muffin.
And add bacon.
Yeah, but it was.
If you get the bacon
for
on
me, I love. Chicken and bacon and maple syrup for breakfast, and it's very American style.
I actually
probably tried it in America.
Well, it was giving me like McGriddle, which if you had the McGriddle, that's why I actually got a tub of maple syrup with mine. I dipped it in there,
straight on top.
But yeah, I thought the McMuffin with the chicken was going to be weird, but it was actually good. Yeah, I thought it was good.
I liked it too.
I loaded it up. I put a hash brown there too, to be honest with you.
Well, no,
of course you did.
That was a heavy meal that you said you can't have in the morning.
But the BLT for me was pretty boring. I found.
Yeah, it is boring. Yeah. But that's a lighter option.
For a breakfast. It's a lighter option. Mm. And the caramel McFlurry?
Yeah.
Caramello?
That caused
Your
too
one was
much,
good.
Caused yeah. too much shitstorm. Every time I post a McFlurry, what's it so loaded for? Let me explain to you, right?
It's dependable.
There's two options.
Yeah. Break it down for the people.
So
theirs looks like yours. Go.
Okay, one, you've got a friend there that works at Macca's. Tick. They're going to load it up. Two, without sounding like, an influence here, right? Sometimes people see me and stuff like that and they know they're going to review it. So they add extra.
That's
three, groundbreaking stuff, right? You can always say, can I please have extra for 50 cents?
Oh, wow.
Three ways.
Yeah. A lot of people just don't like paying extra for stuff, though. Like,
and that's totally cool, but like, you can't get angry at me. I'm only giving you my review of my perception of what I got.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes it great.
But like, it is like, even when you get like a soft serve tone, sometimes I'll be up here and other times I'll be down. You know, like,
yeah.
Depends.
It's just dependable on the worker at the end
of
the day.
Yours looked beautiful as well. I did. But do you feel like the, who else had it?
Yeah, we all had it.
Oh, we all had it? Do you guys feel that it was caramel sundae sauce or caramello sauce?
No, it was caramel sundae sauce. Yes. That's why
I reckon it was a bit sweeter.
You reckon?
I don't know.
I didn't like the flake. I thought you needed chunks of chocolate in there.
Or at least like the caramello koala chopped up.
Don't they have those little balls, the little like caramello balls or whatever? Balls. Something like
the they could have, yeah.
I like how they did the cream egg with those like squares, little square thingies because they're more texture.
Yeah, you just need to bring back the cream egg McFlurry.
I'm shocked 100%. They didn't, probably because we've got the ice cream tubs, you reckon?
Maybe.
The tubs are new. The ice cream sticks come out all the time. We didn't even get the block this year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We didn't get the block either.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. Bruce Dejean's got them in stock.
The blocks.
Oh. But we didn't get them this year.
The cream egg blocks.
Yeah. So it was on his website before. I don't know. Maybe whether it's out of stock.
UK or not.
Maybe the UK one.
The UK probably. Okay. Yeah, we definitely haven't got them in our stores. And speaking of chocolate, what about Aldi's new Easter egg range?
They've got heaps of options. I like the peanut butter one.
Popcorn, sort of like a Reese's.
I think the popcorn one was good.
The popcorn was good, man. Yeah. That was like buttery.
I bought them here.
Yeah.
The brownie one was good, but I wish it had chocolate, Nick's chocolate brownies in there instead. But no, I like the fact that they brought out flavors that aren't at Woolies or Coles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, question. If you guys were the CEO of Cadbury, right, or the creator, would you stick to the same old stuff that you know that's going to make you money, or would you be more creative? I just feel like no one did anything. Whittaker's did good with the hot cross bun chocolate. Yeah. I'm not a raisin person, as we know, so no for me.
There was
but
a bit of orange in there as well too, wasn't it?
It was orange. Weird.
It's very signature for Whittaker's to like do something creative, which is them on brand. But like, what did we get really from anyone?
Nah, nothing this year, really. For Cadbury Easter. Have brought out the same Easter egg range as usual.
Yeah. What?
That Easter egg in the... Is it extravagant or something?
Kit Kat have got that hazelnut or whatever.
It's thicker. That wasn't there last year, was it?
Isn't it a hazelnut? I saw a hazelnut one or something like that.
Kit Kat, Allen's.
Apart from that, with the Tony's chocolate only, the eggs and the.
Where are they?
Boutique places. I saw
French lettuce.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Like your Lamanas, your small grocers, all that. But there's been nothing else.
Nothing.
Going back to your question, Nick.
Would you be creative or would you just stick to the same stuff?
If I was working for Cadbury, I'd bring cream egg back all year.
All year round.
I'm a cream egg man. I personally don't like
cream egg.
That fondant makes me sick.
Same, bro. I don't know how you like it, man.
After a bit, I know what you mean. It can make you feel sick, but it's good.
Bro, as a kid, I was always like, is this a raw egg in a chocolate? I just don't understand why
they don't have it here all year.
And this is typical of me to say, but I'm sure you will probably all agree, but make a bloody Biscoff filled.
The Biscoff.
Like the ones that we've all had.
That we can get from Bruce.
But like the cream egg store.
Yeah.
Where they flow out.
We've spoken about Biscoff before. Well, we know how big it is.
Maybe our good friends in Belgium are listening and they
next Easter we got some goodies coming.
How good would it be like some sort of, I don't know, carrot cake bar?
Carrot cake bar. That feels like a Whittaker's style. Like Whittaker's would do
hot
something.
Hot cross bun, Kit Kat junkie. Honestly, Kit Kat or Cadbury, listen to this. I'm giving you ideas right now.
I feel like if I was a CEO, going back to your question, you want to have a good mix of, we need sellers and we need experimental stuff. Like, let's see what works. Because then if something sticks, like Andrew wants cream egg all year round, you know, then it's like caramel. We used to get it, a couple of months a year? Now it's like full time?
Well, foolproof system. Look at the UK. You can just follow them. They release a white egg. If you see it does well, bring it down here.
Yeah.
It's just.
That wasn't even from last year. I'm shocked they didn't bring it here. And they've got the white Malteser bunnies.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know if you've seen, Nick, UK have got that excellent cream of joy or something. It's like a pot that's this big. They need to bring that to America.
Did you guys ever have the
this guy living in America, bro.
Did you guys ever have the Milka egg and spoons? used to crack the those were
they were
Milka's
good.
No, that was from overseas, but like Milka's top Europe. Tier.
The Milka.
They do some crazy flavors, they experiment, and the chocolate is like top tier.
And they're not that expensive if you go to an Italian grocery. Nah. There's heaps
every
of
time
flavors.
I go overseas, I always bring it back because the chocolate's just 10 times better.
But if you go to Saka's,
have they got it there? Yeah, but is it the same?
Yeah, Milka.
Well,
would it be the same though?
We were always saying, like, I remember Nick mentioned to me once about how chocolate, it's different. They make it different here because of the climate, yeah?
Yeah, there's different ingredients to make sure it doesn't melt and stuff like that.
Because we're hotter here, obviously.
Yeah. It tastes a lot more creamier over there, overseas. Mm.
That's why it's a better product. But I feel like, when you get those overseas chocolates, if you don't get that in a cool spot, they melt straight away.
100%.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Cadbury have more Old Gold. Old Gold as well.
I'm out. You guys can talk. You guys
I'm not a fan of Old Gold either.
You guys can talk.
Guys, I'm telling you now, and you would agree.
Here we go.
Old Gold / dark chocolate and mint chocolate. There's a cult out there.
There's a cult.
People love it.
I'm not a fan of Old Gold.
I'm not either.
But I like mint. Either. I'm a mint fan.
But they've got a new Bailey's flavor and brandy snaps, I think.
Who's going to, go to work 9 to 5, sweat their ass off, work hard to go home. You know what? I can't wait to get home and crack that old block with Bailey's. Old Gold with Bailey's. Who's going to do that when they get home?
What? I've been in that chocolate oil many times and I see that Old Gold coming off the shelf and I look at him and I'm like,
you look at him in disgust.
Put that back. But then I look at him and I'm like, that makes sense. Like, you know.
Yeah.
75-year-old.
It's those people buying the lint. What's the highest lint you can get? 90% or something? Is it?
Oh, the dark God, bro.
No.
Why are you doing it? Yeah.
Nah, it's got to be milk. It's got to be milk.
So bitter.
I don't know what you would even use that for. Like, why are you eating it, bro? That's not chocolate. I mean, it is, but like, damn.
It's like how they stuffed up the slices raspberry one.
Yeah.
But sneakily put Old Gold.
But I don't know whether you agree. I couldn't taste the Old Gold in there.
The aftertaste was terrible. No, I can still taste it now. And I tried it 3 weeks ago.
The raspberry was too overpowering for me. I couldn't even taste it. Maybe there's something.
No, I don't know.
Who knows?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Cherry Ripe is coated with Old Gold.
Apparently.
That's the only exception to my rule. I will eat a Cherry Ripe.
Right.
Yeah.
I will eat a Cherry Ripe and lick the packaging clean. Anything else?
Thank God you said the packaging.
The packaging, everything. Any other Old Gold, no chance.
You know, it's because it's more coconut and cherry, whatever. Yeah. That's why. So you don't mind a very thin layer, like a Vegemite. Vegemite's an acquired taste.
He would have ran to the shops and bought the Cadbury Vegemite.
Oh, 100% he would. I love Vegemite.
Oh,
you?
God.
Vegemite?
I don't mind it.
You know, Vegemite for me and Biscoff is on par.
No.
A Cheesy Mite scroll, there's nothing like that.
You don't like Cheesy Mite scroll?
Cheese and bacon scroll right here, man.
But only from Baker's Delight. The Coles one is.
What about?
I found a rat in it once.
What about the.
Go back.
I opened it up. I was with my mate and it was like a little. It was maybe.
In the scroll?
Yeah, it was disgusting. What? Yeah.
What Coles are you shopping at?
I'm not going to say which one because they all know me there.
They all know me.
Yeah.
He just casually slips that in.
But the Baker's Delight ones, far out. I'd
rather
have
good, but I just don't like Vegemite.
Vegemite never does anything
for me. But you got to pick the ones with less bread.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't know whether you remember the cheesy Vegemite spread. Do they still have that?
Yeah, they've got it now, the bigger cheese one.
Wasn't it called like something else back in the day and they changed the name?
Wasn't it called Cheesy Mite or something?
No, this is the cream cheese one.
Oh,
we're talking about the other.
I'm talking about the
Isn't there a cheesy mite or something? Whatever. Cheesy mite? Yeah. Wasn't it called Cheesy Mite or something?
Too. I don't know, but
Vegemite. It's just like, I'm just like, I'm out of here.
No,
you put Vegemite on vanilla ice cream and mix it. Thank me later.
No.
We're having a tag team match.
Salted caramel.
It's me and Nick versus Nectar and Andrew.
Salted caramel.
I love Vegemite, but I wouldn't try
that. You cannot compare the two, man. No.
I don't trust someone that just said the best thing of his week was a rice chicken rice cake. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. No chance.
I want you to go home tonight and film a TikTok video of you putting Vegemite on your ice cream, and then I'll believe it.
Yeah, you do that. You
because people will think, he wants to do it for clout or whatever it is. I do that in my own time.
Yeah,
fine. Fair enough.
That's more concerning. It's in your own time. It's not even for likes or anything. Like, it's just it's for not, my own time. It's not for anything. It's my own R&R.
That's, it's sick.
I love Vegemite, but I'm not trying that.
Going no back way to your point, who works all day, sweats their ass off to go home and have Vegemite and ice cream?
Like you're driving home in an hour's traffic and you're thinking, God damn, I can't wait to rip that old dog block open.
Wait for dessert tonight.
No chance.
Vegemite, please send me something. Look, you know I don't stop talking about you guys.
You know what? It's totally okay to have a different opinion and like different things, except if you're old golden mint. You aren't like, your opinion does not matter. Everyone else's opinion, great. Old gold Vegemite orange? Nah, don't worry about it.
Like the new Bulla ice creams or rebranded, whatever they are.
The
I'll put it up
mint
on my story.
Oh, is it the one that's orange? Yeah.
Like vanilla, okay, it's vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah.
But orange and mint all in one packet. No. Who's buying that?
Bro, anyone that buys that pack, the vanilla's all gone and the rest are just sitting there. Yeah, like,
nah.
I'd leave the orange.
It's like when I used to go to my nonna's and you had the Neapolitan ice cream. The chocolate would all be gone. The other two would just be sitting there.
No
like
way.
I love the strawberry and the vanilla.
No.
For us, it'll be the chocolate left and the other two gone.
The strawberry would be inhaled in a second. Yeah.
It's crazy how different, like different households will be different.
It's about to be a fight.
Now it's the fight
on
starts.
Right, now, it's on. Now the fight starts. Now what are you talking about? Hot cross buns. We're in the season. We're at Easter. Hot cross buns. Who has the best?
We've all eaten our fair share.
Well, let's rank them and you can't change it.
Guidelines.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Guidelines.
Guidelines, right? It can be.
But which ones are we ranking on? Because you've obviously tried RGA and some of us
haven't. I'll rank mine and then you rank it.
Yeah.
And if we've all had them.
Okay.
Then we can fight.
Top three, good ones. Right. And you can say a bad one. I don't know if you've typed top three. It can be from this year, last year as well.
I wouldn't go more than last year and this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Next year, you're the seasoned hot cross bun eater. So
number one, you guys are going to be shocked.
Here we go.
It's not the Vegemite
one. I was going to say, don't say Vegemite.
I wasn't a fan of that. The Skrulls are like elite. So why make hot cross buns?
Did they have Vegemite inside or were they just like laced with Vegemite?
I don't know, it wasn't strong enough for me. I want more Vegemite, mate.
If you say the burger sauce hot cross buns is number one.
Nah. They're the worst of all time.
And people making burgers with those things, man.
I feel like Coles release a really nice flavour and a controversial flavour for shock value every year.
Yeah, 100%.
This year was the Arnott's pizza shapes. Yeah. All right, so number one for me. Or no, I'm going to start at three.
Yeah, you can't
and
go
make
number
it suspenseful.
One. Three first.
So number three. Can I have two in the same spot? So that's four
making
in total.
It's very difficult.
It's top three, man.
All right.
Just three.
This guy's on a diet. He wants to put four in there.
No, it's a lifestyle. Not a
sorry. I'm corrected.
Number three, I'm going to go pistachio puppy.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, because I really like the spread.
Yeah.
I would, if I had to say something about it, I would have liked the white crust to be green. If I had to be difficult.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, warmed up or in a toaster, they're really nice. Number two, Biscoff.
Ooh. Ooh. Here we go.
And you guys know I'm a Biscoff.
You're a fiend. You're a fiend.
Yeah.
Ho. And number one, I don't know what it is about them, but the caramel milk ones.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They are fire.
I just feel like they're
it just goes so well together
throughout the whole thing.
And then when you toast it, it just.
You know what I mean? And you don't have to toast it.
No, you don't have to.
Yep.
Whereas the Biscoff ones, you need to warm them up to enjoy them.
Otherwise, you just got this little dollop in
so
there.
So for me, I feel like the caramel milk ones are
up
there.
Yeah, that's a good take.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And that's caramel on period. Next.
I'm going to be a bit controversial with this number three because I know there's been some words shared around the room. The pizza shapes for me.
Number
three.
Because
I am going home for a snack and I'm putting one
not
in the toaster with cheese, 100%.
Trust me. Oh,
trust me.
Bro's making pizza with the pizza shape across buns.
I rated that better than the Vovo. The Vovo for me was too sweet.
I liked the Vovo one.
It was nice, but it was too
sweet. Ready for hands.
If I had to go number four, it'll be the Vovo one.
Yeah, they were good, man.
But because we're doing three, the pizza's number three.
And guys, he likes a soy, so I'm only kidding. A lot of people like it.
You've had a soy before, haven't you?
I do like it.
Yeah,
but I haven't had it. I gotta try.
We gotta respect each other's opinions here. Yeah.
Oh,
leave the kid like one of the shittest hot cross buns. Okay.
Man's throwing out hands today.
I'm gonna organize an acai machine, and sorry, Brayden, I'm gonna organize an acai machine for the studio. Just so we can all try it, and then we'll bring the acai caravan down to the car park. Let's bring
a food truck down with the acai. We'll get a line happening, and
we'll get some Lebanese drums going. Right, in the
number
background.
Number two
for me was the caramilk. Look, I think compared to my number one, which is the Biscoff with the filling in there, it wasn't comparable for me. I enjoyed the Biscoff over the caramilk.
So caramilk's number one.
No, Biscoff number one. Oh, caramilk Biscoff. Two.
Yeah.
Pizza shapes three.
That's weird.
That's like, a strange.
You went from one to
the Vova was just there was too much in there and too much happening. It was nice, but
it was very sweet to a point where it was like fairy floss or something. But I liked it because I feel like you want that from it. They look cool too. And when you toasted it, the coconut flakes got like a bit toasty. You know?
Yeah.
Man, for me, it's tough, man. Nah. Three would have to be. It's probably Woolworths chocolate hot cross buns with the Cadbury. Yeah,
you took my three. Yeah. That's an
OG. Really? Because boring. It's got chocolate in the dough too, so they're brown.
Are you just talking about the standard chocolate?
It's dairy. And it's got the sticker on there made with Cadbury, so you know it's real. But and it's got the chips.
The dough of it is like a buttery. It's like very. It's a weird. It's
good, man.
Yeah.
It's a good tasting dough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just good. And then second.
Oh, wait, sorry. Are they the same ones that are at Macca's?
Probably. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. They look the same. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because it's got the dark, the dark complexion on it.
Yeah.
Number two, I would have to go with Baker's Delight, apple and cinnamon. They are very, very good. And Baker's Delight, in my opinion, have the best overall hot cross bun. Like,
the sticky date didn't hit.
Oh, no, that didn't hit.
A second you were going to say the sticky date when you said
No. They missed, unfortunately. I actually wanted them to be – we all wanted them to be really good, man. That would have been something
sticky
else.
Sticky date for me never doesn't do anything for me.
That's why I didn't try the Yarrow's one.
A salted caramel. Has anyone done a salted caramel one? That would be
nice.
Is there a salted caramel?
Wasn't it IGA had a salted caramel one?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was salted caramel white chalk. I could be wrong. Maybe not.
Sticky date and caramel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Before we go off topic, if you want a good sticky date, Hungry Jack's. Comes warm in the little container. Yeah,
they're good.
With the ice cream on top, loaded up.
Yeah.
The best.
But they're not hot cross buns.
I don't know if I can take someone's
opinions here. That has pizza shape number three.
Wait. Melted cheese?
Yeah, you put the cheese in, you put it in the toaster. Like the flat press. Yeah.
Look, that could be a vibe, it's but like a still, pizza. Top three, bro.
Like, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I liked it.
Like, bro's waking up on Easter making everyone bloody pizza-shaped hot cross buns.
You know, even better? Put some bacon in there.
I'd rather have pizza shapes on their own. Next.
I still got my number one, bro. Sorry. This guy's trying to move on.
I've got someone to be.
Anyway, my number one's no surprise. It's caramel hot cross bun because it is fine.
Come on.
And even the dough, like just everything, it's not too sweet of a brioche. It all comes together just so well. And like I said, it's one of those very rare hot cross buns you can eat fresh or toasted and it's still good.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I don't even like caramel like that.
Really?
I do. I like it, but I prefer Biscoff. But the hot cross buns are sick.
Personally, caramel, when they were bringing out like a little bit at a time, like, you know, 3 months would be out for, bro, I was stocking up on that, man. Yeah. Like, I bought all the bars. Anyway, Nick. You'll talk through.
Three for me.
This, right?
And I want reasoning why. I want texture, everything.
And don't say your number one's the chocolate one you put together the other day.
No. That doesn't count.
Wait. That actually looks fine.
That looked mad.
I was drooling over my screen, seriously.
We're in talks.
We're going to wait till Easter, man.
We're in talks. It's all good. So we need to know.
All right, top three.
Number three for me has to be the Ice Vovo. Tick for Coles, they took the Ice Vovo, like deconstructed it into a hot cross bun. But the only thing I didn't like about it was last year when they did the red velvet and the carrot cake, they filled the hot cross bun with cream cheese and like carrot cake filling, and it was amazing. No one done it before.
That was good. The red velvet was good.
They took everyone by storm. People were like, crap, like filled hot cross buns. They needed to fill the Ice Vovo with a marshmallow cream. Or some sort of like marshmallow fondant.
Marshmallow fluff.
And it would have been perfect. It was just a bit too dry for me. Like I was eating it. The raspberry was there. It was there. The coconut. It just didn't have anything to... And I know you people, oh, you put butter in it. I know that. Thank you. If I'm eating nice food, but it needs to have every element, and they did their filled ones so good last year.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that for me is number three. Taste-wise, it was good though. Number two for me is the caramel.
Oh, right.
Number two is the caramel. It's there. It's good. You know it's good. It's got big chunks of caramel in it. Like you said, the texture's there. The taste is there. And caramel is one of those hard things to get in a flavor like right. It either comes through way too sweet or it doesn't come through at all.
Yeah.
Look at the caramel ice cream tubs.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, for me, mine was a bit too weak. Didn't really come through.
You're talking about the core?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it had the thing in there.
It had a vanilla ice cream, which like overpowered the core.
It was meant to be filled with caramel in the middle. Yeah.
Should have just
had I feel like some people instead. Had really filled and then others was, just, yeah. Like,
yeah, it depends again.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's it at number two for me. Number one. It's gonna be the Biscoff. Has to be the Biscoff.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna
say. I just think
it's too good not to be.
Yeah,
it's trending. Like I said, I like the community that they have behind it. Like I like that side of it, but also, like $5.50 for four Biscoff hot cross buns, and there was filling dripping out. I can't think of better value for money.
$5.50
for four. Yeah, I didn't realize. Like,
50 cents more.
Right. Like a big deal. I just tap my card. I don't.
All right, money bags, but like
no, not money bags. I'm just saying, when it's something good.
I agree though. If it's something good, you're gonna pay for it regardless.
Pay for it. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
you're gonna pay for it regardless. But to get that at $5.50 for
to have it filled with Biscoff,
to fill like that, man, like that was a lot of Biscoff to put in there.
What's just get a hook or spoon and fill it?
What's a jar of Biscoff?
$7.50, isn't it?
$7.58. Yeah,
that's pretty. Yeah,
would it probably would it nearly cost you more to do that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
For me, there's nothing like, you know, warming it up and then just squeezing it and seeing it all dripping out.
I will say one thing I would have liked for the Biscoff if they had gone a bit more expensive on it, some Biscoff crumb or like a cinnamon. Yeah. Cinnamon and Biscoff always goes well together. If you just like put a bit of like cinnamon top, on that hot cross bun throughout the hot cross bun, would have been like,
yeah,
raise it to a 17. I've never given a 17 before.
True, out of 10. 17? What, so
16 out of 10's god tier.
What was 15? What was that?
No, which one's a slut drop?
15 out of 10 slut drop. 16 out of 10 is god tier. What's 17's 17? Like uncharted world, territory. Bro. I haven't even
That's alien got there levels. Before,
yeah.
They should have added like a Biscoff biscuit just somewhere on the top.
Yeah.
You know how when you get the loaded like cookies and stuff? Just
I guess they could have done like the fairy bread where you got that little packet of the hundreds of thousands.
Those fairy bread ones.
That was a failure. Pointless.
No, that was a failure.
They came and gone quick,
Yeah. I feel like.
Apparently the Biscoff ones, I think, replaced the fairy bread, didn't they?
Oh, something?
No, I think they were
coming out. The Biscoff ones were delayed so they can let the fairy bread ones have a bit of shine because they knew that.
They had no shine.
Fairy bread needed to have a vanilla icing, a birthday cake icing in it.
You need to have something else.
Would have been.
And then call it a birthday cake flavor or something.
The consumer had to provide the butter to put the hundreds of thousands on, otherwise.
Correct. Oh, yeah, true. Where's my butter in that packet?
See, when I'm reviewing a hot cross bun, I want to eat it out of the packet. Like if I'm eating a caramel hot cross bun, it means I don't have to add anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to be caramel.
Yeah.
Anything after that is a bonus.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
We like to eat in our cars.
Yeah, so I'm eating it straight from the shop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you went into your house and got a plate for your biscuits.
And then went back to the car.
Yeah.
We already addressed that. I've got two kids at home that are too loud. So the winners are, it's a tie between caramel and Biscoff.
Yeah.
I would say.
So Woolies won.
Oh, Woolies definitely, Woolies won.
Yeah.
Coles, I think, I like that Coles do two outrageous flavors. Like,
yeah,
it cost them peanuts in marketing. What does it cost them to make four hot cross buns? Probably like 50 cents, a dollar.
Oh, was the marketing.
Maybe. Yeah. What does it cost them per pack? A dollar?
Dollar.
Let's say they release 20,000 of them.
Yeah.
20K.
Yeah.
The marketing and the people talking about Coles and trending is, that would cost 100, 200K marketing anywhere else. So I think it's smart that they write off one flavor boost the other one.
Yeah. And the flavor was in his top three, so it wasn't that bad.
Personally, though, instead of the Vovo, I would have liked to see Tim Tam one that we had. Remember people were saying that it was a possibility?
Yeah, Tim Tam would have been the safest maybe option.
With a bit of Tim Tam inside or something.
It would have rivaled the whole Biscoff at Woolies. Tim Tam would have rivaled a lot more.
Bit of like a better, more competition for.
Like, you know, the cream in the Tim Tams. Yeah. Imagine that inside.
Inside, yeah.
With maybe like bits of Tim Tam.
Tim Tam crumb or something on top, like a McFlurry. That would have been something sick. Like that.
What about our more like non so mainstream hot cross buns? The ones that aren't like. Obviously, Woolies, Coles, and stuff like that. Like, what have you?
You've had the
IGA? The IGA one, there was a cinnamon donut. That was not bad. Like, the jam was nice, but it was lacking cinnamon. But that brand itself is pretty big, I think, in New Zealand, Yarrow's. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a few there. There's a Rocky Road one. And what else have I tried? The Sticky Date at Baker's Delight.
Yeah. Has anyone had the Aldi?
Yeah.
No. Aldi do hot cross buns?
Yeah. I've seen, they had like a small range at one point. It's like just your standard, like your fruit.
Yeah, they're boring.
Your chocolate.
Yeah, and the apple.
See, I don't mind. Okay, they're boring, but sometimes a traditional hot cross bun just hits different. Like, give me a traditional fruit, fruitless.
That's what matters over here.
Just say plain.
One more time, fruitless.
Yeah.
Okay, not raisins and crap like that. So I can add, you know, some butter or toast it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't mind like a bit of plain sometimes. Butter.
I'd rather just get a brioche bun on its own.
Well, then it's not a hot cross bun.
It's just
then.
A brioche bun.
That's a brioche bun.
If I'm going to have a hot cross bun, I want it to be filled with something that
I can't.
Like.
You can't go and compare a brioche bun to a hot cross bun.
No way.
No, it's not the same. I don't know the process of making a hot cross bun.
Guy that's going home putting Vegemite on his ice cream.
What's a traditional hot cross bun?
I've never bothered
with the normal. He just likes the flavors. He's a
See, I'm the same.
I'm like, about the feelings and the fun. Fun of it.
I'm not going home or going to Woolies and buying a normal hot cross bun.
Yeah. Well, I was always a chocolate person. That's why the chocolate Woolies ones.
I
want to
give them a go though.
They're actually really good, man. Yeah.
What would you like to see in hot cross buns come out?
What
flavors?
Mm.
Can't say.
What would be your ideal hot cross bun?
You're
going to
kill me for this, but I'm going to say choc mint.
Whoa. Has this guy been a closet mint person?
Yeah, he's like, always locked mint.
Or a cream egg. Can you imagine
yes.
How would you do
the fondant inside?
Yeah, now you've
like,
got me.
100%.
Yeah. So we've
chocolate bun.
Chocolate bun, yellow thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And crack it open.
You're talking to me.
If I'm not going
to
get you with these with, guys, Aero.
Oh, feel my ears.
I would like a Vegemite cream cheese one. But like inside it's Vegemite.
Vegemite ice cream one.
Or we've done Biscoff, obviously. That's another one. Oh, no. It's clear. What do you mean? Nutella, man. Why haven't they done one?
That's true, man. Why has there not been a Nutella
one? That'll be sick.
There's probably a bit more opportunity there for them to do more things like this now. But
instead, they chose a Pizza Hut.
Be careful what you say here.
That they don't put enough Nutella on.
Like, still upset about Nutella.
Imagine the Biscoff ones, but with Nutella inside. That'll be good. Yeah, definitely that for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
a chuck cross bun or a normal one? A chuck cross bun with Nutella.
Yeah,
chuck. Oh, you reckon? Too chocolatey.
Nah, I reckon normal filled with Nutella.
Says the guy that just 2 minutes ago said my Nutella thing wasn't Nutella. Yeah. He doesn't know what he wants.
We
putting a white cross on top or a Nutella cross?
Indecisive.
I reckon red.
What's red?
The logo. The logo. It's got a red.
Satanic hot cross bun.
An Illuminati one.
He wants an Nutella tub, 1 liter with a gold lid on the top.
Yeah.
And now he wants a hot cross bun with a red cross on
the
top.
The instructions will be take the hot cross buns home, get the Ouija board out, and start calling your grandpa.
Well, it is for Easter. Is that right?
Yes.
So are we taking it there now?
Well, I mean, Greeks do the red eggs.
That's right. And what does that?
I don't know what it symbolizes.
What does that symbolize? The blood of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so the red will make sense, actually.
Oh, no.
I stand on business.
Speaking of Easter, we might need to bring a few red eggs into the podcast and have a bit of
that'll reek in here on just farts.
When is boiled eggs? we won't do that.
Bro, we're not opening the eggs. What are you even doing?
We're going to crack them. Yeah, that'll reek.
That smell like.
But the eggs come with that bread thing, yeah? Like a bread.
Bread.
And they come with something in
a
bread.
Are you okay?
Bread?
Talking about bread.
What do you bring the eggs in when you have like Greek Easter?
It's a basket.
Oh, it's just a basket?
Yeah. Oh, right. We're not having like dipping bread soldiers into the eggs.
Hey, don't knock the bread soldiers.
You're unreal.
Guys, it was a joke.
We lost him again.
This guy kills me. All right.
You good?
Yeah. We're just gonna start whipping out the Mahabas again, and we're just gonna start losing.
I would say my hot cross bun would be salted caramel, since we haven't seen someone do that.
Yeah, that's a good.
If someone has, let us know. But I don't think so.
Or caramello koala.
That would be cool too. Like filled with caramello in the middle. Yeah. I reckon salted caramel. You fill it up with caramel.
Yeah, that'd be
salted. Yeah, yeah. That'd be sick.
What about you? I actually think, oh, another one, cookie dough would be a good one. And
cookie dough?
Nick's already experimented.
That was fun. That was really fun.
They looked fire.
I just feel like the only thing, hard thing was that there's so much bread on a hot cross bun, the flavor has to be like really, really intense.
Yeah.
So getting that cookie dough like super intense, obviously mixing with the brownie batter,
yeah,
worked. But no, that was a fun hot cross bun. So.
That'll be good. Woolies. No, that'll be good.
I don't know.
Still talking about Easter. What about Easter chocolate eggs? Like what is our favorites? What's your favorite?
Why am I starting everything today?
Start from Mr. Bebetus. I know what you're going to say anyway.
No, you never know.
Two hands up. Feed me like unlimited amounts of white cream eggs.
Yeah, I agree.
These guys on the cream egg.
Like the white one.
Yum.
I've got some here in my bag, actually. Yum. Have you tried them?
Yeah. 100%. Yum.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to buy that big box from Bruce. It's like filled with like 20 of them. And I'm just going to sit and just.
20 white eggs.
20 white cream egg eggs.
That'll be sickly sweet.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, man.
They're so good.
I don't know. I'm reviewing them tomorrow.
Mine, I would say, is the OG crunchy eggs. They used to have a lot more crunchy in them.
Yeah.
I feel like now they're sort of lacking a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But back in the day, I swear, like it was just like crunchy heaven, you know, like that. And the big caramello, you know how they're a bit bigger? The caramello ones, they're good too.
Yeah.
Ange?
For me, it's the Biscoff and the cream egg, but on a bigger scale. Like you can get the Cadbury, like, you know, you get the Cadbury, the Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Give me something like that filled. Like it wouldn't be.
It'd be paying 70 bucks for an egg.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be cheap. But
which Cadbury one you want? Because
you know how you can get like a, you know how you can get a big Kit Kat egg and all that?
Yeah. As in the big one filled.
Yeah, filled.
You want an egg this big filled with cream egg?
Yes.
Bro.
Because you can get the 40-gram small eggs. I want a big one.
Remember the Dolce & Gabbana Panettone? That's how much you're going to be paying. $200.
Yeah, you would.
Legit.
Don't worry about these AFL eggs where you get the ladder on the side and, you know, you do that.
That was a classic, though. They still do that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while, but that was.
They're probably like this big now.
That's mine. Like any egg filled, like.
But a 200 gram egg? Like, what if
how are you going to eat that, man? It's going to go everywhere.
What if just a normal egg filled?
Nah, it needs to be on a large
scale. You know what I love about Ange, though? He's got his own opinion, and that's that. I love it. Yeah. Although people do accuse you of, you look everything, you actually. Yeah.
It's either I'm being accused of I love everything or I'm promoting a product that's $10. When you divide it by four, it's $2.
Don't get me started on that, man.
Anyway.
Okay, so what's what? No, I'm not going to get it.
It's a story for another day.
You just can tell me later.
You know what else is actually sick? The little Kinder eggs that they have too.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like melting your mouth.
They're so good.
They were from last year. They bought
them back. Last year was the first time they did them. I ate them. Oh,
what
crazy.
I know it's your turn, but what about the Kit Kat ones that they bring out and they rebrand it? Like you get a Santa, you get a bunny, you get a Ramadan one as well.
Yeah, there's Ramadan ones.
Is there a Ramadan one?
Yeah, I think they just melt the chocolate down and reshape it. I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
The Maltese bunny, actually, that's
Maltese bunny. Maltese bunny.
Maltese bunny is the most elite
out of all.
The bunnies, out of all the bunnies, elite. Forgot about that.
And Maltese, I want the white one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try cream egg for the first time.
What?
You haven't tried the normal cream egg.
As a kid, I always thought that they were just real eggs, and I never had them, bro. I'm like, no.
I'll order a box
they
of
look disgusting.
Too much revelation. Too much tonight.
I'll go home and order a box of white cream egg and normal cream egg. I'll bring them in next week, and you can try it. We'll do a live review.
I've actually got cream eggs in my bag because they were gifted to me today. I don't just walk around with them in my bag. I'll give you one. My favorite, obviously, that you can't get everywhere would be the Biscoff ones.
Yeah.
I really like them, the white especially.
You don't think they're too small?
Yeah, I wish they were bigger, but as in the taste.
Ange just wants mega eggs everywhere.
You finish it in 10 minutes or 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Sorry.
He's on one tonight.
I like the caramello ones as well.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I like the Oreo.
They slipped on too.
I haven't tried
that. Because they're the same size as the caramello, they're a bit bigger.
I've got a bigger version of the Oreo ones, which I still haven't tried.
Oh, UK, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the UK?
But the Oreos that you can get at Coles and Woolies, I like those. Yeah, they're really good.
What about the I've got them at home. I haven't tried them yet. And I'm a big Reese's fan at the moment.
But Reese's
egg? Yeah, egg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bruce sent me those too. Yeah, the eggs. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to like have them and then be like, I don't know. I just want to save them.
Yeah. Is it just going to be a normal Reese's?
You
though?
A hoarder, are you?
Yeah, but yeah, a little bit. But
I'm a hoarder too. I'm like, I don't want to open it just for that.
Just speaking of hoarder, are you still walking around with your Domino's voucher in your bag from 2018?
No, but it doesn't expire till the end of the year, so I might feel like Domino's one day.
When you feel like Domino's pizza.
I feel like you've said this, and I agree. So Nick likes balls, right? And what I mean by that is he says anything that's in a round chocolate form,
that's a better way to
always tastes
it.
Better. Obviously, I was joking.
Is it, is it in your mind though, or is
it's been scientifically
something
proven?
Something about the texture. I don't know what it is.
The way it's made,
it melts better. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I totally agree.
Is that why? Well, Easter eggs do. I feel taste better. Like they just taste better than a chocolate bar.
Like because they've had Oreo dairy milk in a bar.
Yeah,
but the eggs rip it.
Yeah, 100%.
Oreo strawberry bar that came out. There was strawberry Oreo filling.
Oh, yes, yes.
Homework. All right. Get a line of caramel. Right. Get caramel eggs, and then get the caramel baubles. And the caramel baubles are superior
because
they're more round. Trust me.
Baubles. Did they bring them back? Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
with caramel. I think a double pack or something.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
It's weird. That's a weird. Like phenomenal.
Round ball shaped chocolate is superior.
Chocolate part.
It's true.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'll go home and try it.
Cool. What are you going to try? Balls.
All right, so we've agreed on the hot cross bun and it's a tie between Biscoff caramel. What's the consensus?
Easter eggs, I reckon, is caramello and Oreo?
Cream egg.
Maltese
bunny.
Cream egg. And I would say.
Caramello, Oreo, one of the two.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
We've all said a few, but yeah.
And then
the cream egg's definitely not up there for me.
No, it's for me. For us
these
two.
These two can just be, cool.
Cadbury, if you're listening, we want a giant
lifetime
supply.
The look of what the white part looks like in the middle.
Just when you bite
white?
Into it and it oozes out and the texture and the font.
I get it. It's just way too sweet for me. Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of chocolate, I've got a special package this week. From a good friend, and she sent me some Brookie cookies. Famous
Lucky
Brookie.
You. I love Brookie. She is very inspiring.
Yeah, everyone, her
and
content
you've been
is
lucky
amazing.
To visit her, haven't
yeah,
you?
And she's lovely in person as well. Like,
yeah, there you go.
That she's built an absolute behemoth. A behemoth.
She's got a lot going on. I think she's in Japan at the moment.
She just came back from, I think it was Japan, looking for stockists and stuff like that. Like, that woman works 2 million That's miles crazy. An hour.
Yeah.
But she shows it though.
She's had no education as well too in baking and she's learned everything, taught herself.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Videos and it's pretty inspiring.
It is inspiring watching her content though. Like
it's I love watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
makes me want to get up early the next day and just do shit. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel inspired. Yeah.
No, it's good.
I'm inspired to get up and get these cookies.
Let's grab
that's what I'm gonna do.
What do we got?
We got the Brookie cookies.
What flavors are they?
I think we just got chocolate chip, to be honest. Let's pass it around the room.
That one.
You tried
look
a
at
few,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried.
Look how thick that is as well.
That's very thick.
Red
Mix
velvet, Biscoff, caramel. To go from zero to like a million, how it has, the quality
100%.
Hasn't skipped at all or changed or.
The thing with Brooke, she's viral and she stays there.
Yeah.
Like there's queues daily. Yeah. You know, some places have queues and then sometimes they don't or whatever. The hype hasn't died.
All right. Brookie cookie.
Brooke, cheers.
Cheers. All right, let's go. This is looking crazy.
I want to review live. Come on.
Man. I lost some.
Don't stand there.
Just don't stand on it.
That is insane.
You know
chocolate
what?
Chocolate loaded. Wow.
Yeah, it's an OG chocolate chip cookie. It's
no,
plain.
No frills, but yeah.
It's just done perfectly. It's buttery, undercooked, which is always a yes for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Heaps of chocolate chips in it. If you've ever been to Levain's,
Very similar to Levain.
Sometimes, going back to my point before with the hot cross buns, sometimes
less is more.
Less is more, and the traditional flavors always hit.
Sometimes they're overloaded with chocolate chips too, which this is like perfect balance, I feel. Perfect with the cookie dough and then the chocolate chips. And like I said, really it's soft in the middle. It's crunchy on the outside still.
So what do you prefer, that or a Subway cookie? I'm joking.
They're both different.
It's so they're different,
different cookies, but
I'm kidding.
This is a thick. I like my thick cookies.
They look so good. I cannot wait.
Nah, this is
in quarters and have one quarter of it.
Oh, you do that.
Are you putting Vegemite in there?
Ooh.
Nah, this is amazing. Yeah. And then heat it up. This would be next level too, 100%.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, heat it up.
Ooh. With Vegemite ice cream on top?
Yeah. Nah, no Vegemite ice cream.
Vegemite on top.
Nah, for real, Brookie. These are insane.
Shout out absolutely. To Brookie.
I can't wait. I think I'm going Queensland in the next couple of months.
You said you were, yeah.
So I'll definitely
can I just say though, I don't know whether you guys have been to Sydney and tried Butter Boy.
I need to get there, man.
Butter Boy's good. I love the salt.
I'll try and bring some in one day. I'll get them shipped in, but they're good too.
Do they ship though?
Yeah.
Do they?
Are you sure? I don't think they do. Their flavors are pretty decadent.
They got a small range online you can get. Okay. But not their full.
It's live now because I know at one stage they weren't. That's good.
There we go. We talked hot cross buns.
Episode 5 done.
That's
all good.
That's it. Thanks again for tuning in to the Food Fellas podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.